Hello, my name is Courtney and I'm an advocate in the Student Support and Advocacy Center at George Mason University. And we are running a series called The Art of Self-Care and then a counter series called The Advocates Self-Care Series. And so a part of that, we wanted to bring you new tools and tips, ways to relax, to take care of yourself during this really difficult time. And so today I'm here to give you a little bit of a beach visualization relaxation exercise. We've chosen for our first week of Art of Self-Care a beach or a dream island to create, to visualize, to think about. This allows our mind to go somewhere else. This allows us to think about something, to really put our mind, our focus to use. Towards something that often will bring good feelings for many people. Many people enjoy the beach or enjoy an island, the warm breeze. When I say, you know, picture a beach, it's something that you can often picture in your mind. And so today, I invite you to join me in on this visualization exercise. Visualization is a tool to effectively relax the mind by picturing some sort of scene and really going there. This may be something you've done a lot of times, or this may be the first time you're doing something like this, and that's okay. We're all in this together. We're all sort of dealing and doing the best that we can, and so I invite you to try and to just honor where you are today. And that might mean that, you know, you get through this entire exercise and you're really, you know, you're comfortable, you're imagining a beach. It could also mean that, you know, your mind is everywhere and you're thinking of your to-do list or you're thinking of, you know, the things that are worrying you, and that's okay. That's normal. Our minds do that. It's really about survival. But for now, we need to recenter ourselves, to come back, to really give ourselves the space to relax. And so today, if you find yourself doing that, I really encourage you to, you know, honor it and say, okay, I thought about something else. That's okay. And then to really come back and to try again, to recenter yourself, to ground your feet, and to try to lean back into this meditation. So I want to go ahead and get us started. And so the first thing that we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get comfortable. So this could be seating. This could be in a supportive chair. You could be lying on your back. This could be sitting up. It could be your feet planted on the ground, safe, secure. You could have a blanket wrapped around you. So take a second and get comfortable. And as you get comfortable, you're going to do your best to relax your body by releasing any tension. So notice in your body, are your legs stiff? Are your arms heavy? Do you feel the tension in your jaws or your neck? If you do, loosen. So sometimes it's helpful to kind of tighten and then loosen, or just sort of shake it out. Let yourself go limp. So feel your arms and legs. Feel them becoming looser, more relaxed. Now your neck, if you want to move it around, feel it kind of loosening. Release the hold that your neck has on all of your muscles, all the way down your spine. Kind of shift yourself so you're comfortable. And as you feel comfortable, we're going to start by breathing in very deeply. So into your diaphragm, drawing air fully into your lungs, and release the air with a whooshing sound. Breathe in again. Slowly pause for a moment and breathe out. Draw a deep breath in. Hold it for a second and breathe out. We'll do it again. In and out. In and out. We hope that you become more and more relaxed with each breath. So we're breathing in and we're breathing out. Feel your body giving up tension. Feel yourself becoming more relaxed as we breathe in. Breathe out. Feel your calm, your peaceful. Breathe in. Breathe out. We're going to feel a wave of relaxation, and it's going to flow from the bottom of your feet and feel it go up towards your ankles, your lower legs, your hips, your pelvic area, your abdomen, your chest, your back, all the way through your lower arms, your elbow, your hands. Feel the relaxation flow through your body all the way to your face and the top of your head. Remember to keep breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. We're going to allow your body to rest safely against the surface that you're sitting or lying on. We're going to start this visualization. So bring to your mind a picture of the ocean or a beach. It can be whatever beach you want, whether you've been there or you hope to go there someday. So picture it in your mind. What's the color of the water? What's the color of the sand? If you were to bend down and pick up the sand, how would that feel in your hands? Is it rocky sand? Is it grainy? Is it soft and melting in your hands? So just look out past the expanse of the ocean, as far as you can see. You're safe here. Breathe in. Breathe out. You can hear the waves up ahead crashing gently. You hear the water coming in and out just as you're breathing. In and out. You can smell the ocean spray, the salt in the air. The air is moist and warm. It feels pleasant. You can feel it on your skin. Just a slight warming effect. Cool breeze blowing through the trees around you. Breathe in. Breathe out. You walk along a path, coming closer and closer to the sea. You feel the edge of the water. It's warm, inviting. You see the brilliant color of the ocean ahead, and you breathe in and you breathe out. You look down the beach and you see a long stretch of sand. It's soft, it's comfortable. You can imagine yourself taking off your shoes, holding them in your hand, and walking through the warm, nice, soft sand right where it meets the water. The beach is wide and long. You hear the waves crashing to the shore. You can smell the clean salt water, the beach. You can gaze towards the water. It's a brilliant, beautiful color. Imagine that color in your mind as you breathe in and breathe out. See the waves crashing up onto the sand, and then they recede back into the ocean, ever inviting. Approach the water. Feel the mist of the water on your skin. Feel the sand becoming wet and firmer. Imagine what that would feel like to walk on. It's firm. A wave crashes over the sand towards you and touches your toes just before receding. Imagine how it feels. Breathe in. Breathe out. You walk further into the water if you wish. You feel it on your legs, warm, inviting. You feel the sand between your toes. You feel the warm weather on your arms. Allow this image to hold in your mind. You are safe for just this moment, and that is all you need. Allow the visualization to deepen and become more and more relaxed. As you're feeling more and more calm, feel yourself planted on the ground, on your chair, on the bed that you're lying on. Feel safe and secure. Remember that at any moment, you can go back to this beach scene. It can be while you're working. It can be while you're sleeping. And if you're having trouble sleeping, you can go back to this beach scene. Keep up with the feeling of calm and relaxation. I hope that you take this beach with you as you begin to become more alert and ready to return to your day. So I recommend that if you were sitting, or even if you were laying, start to gently move your body. So start with your toes, your feet, your hands. Move them, wiggle them, start to give them some life, and then move up your body. So if you were doing your hands, then move your wrists. And you're just moving them gently, invitingly, and then move your arms gently, and then move your legs. And as you're doing this, when you're comfortable, if you've closed your eyes, if you want to open your eyes again, to become more alert, refreshed, and filled with energy. As you're doing that, sort of notice where you are. So take stock. Feel your body and start to explore. You know, am I feeling relaxed? Is there something else that I need today to do, to try? Should I try again? Should I try something else? Can I go back to my beach scene today if I'm feeling anxious or feeling like I need to? So thank you so much for going through this relaxation exercise with me. We will be bringing lots of different tools and techniques, other videos. And so definitely follow our blogs, follow us on social media, and we will be in touch.